On the other side of the airport, Flylo employee Taj has just been told of a serious plane malfunction.
See, what happened was they were just getting the plane out of the hangar and the wing fell off. So what they got to do is they got to stick the wing back on the plane, but they got to get themselves some special aeroplane glue, isn't it? So it's going to be a little bit of a delay. But thing is, I don't want to tell passengers this because it might make them tiny bit nervous. So I've just been thinking of other things I can tell them instead.
Excuse me?
Yes, boss?
What's the delay?
A volcano has erupted in Bradford and is spewing out all ash and that. We've had a phone call from a woman who lives near the airport and she's having a barbecue today. And she says, please, can we have no planes flying overhead because it's a bit noisy? We've run out of appetite, so it's not safe to travel. The pilot parked the plane and he can't remember where he left it.
One of the stewards has got eczema, so it would be a bit risky, isn't it?
It's getting quite dark and the pilot is worried about flying the plane at night in case he can't see anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. How would you like to fly a plane at night? The pilot's still at home because he's watching Avatar on DVD and he didn't realise how long it was.
One of the stewards is a batty boy and he just found out that his boyfriend's been bumming someone else and he's just like crying and crying, so we can't fly.
Well, that's ridiculous. I want a full refund.
Yeah, but we cannot give a refund because it is an act of God, isn't it?
How is that an act of God?
God made him batty.